The rest of the story. Once upon a time in the Sierra Nevada foothills near the dusty little town of Ione, California, lay a cattle ranch where was bred a boy named Dave, and he was a cowboy through and through. Lean and tall, he grew in the saddle, loving that life from the first day he set foot to stirrup. And it was something, they say, to see him take off over a ridge and gallop across the Golden Range. The wide open spaces have a rhythm of their own, you know, as those who live there know. Young Dave learned to hear it, to feel it from the time he was very small, in the hoofbeats of the horse he rode, in the flutter of his shirt in the wind, in the sputter of the old engine that drove the well pump. Dave knew, as the reins in his hand, the rhythm of the range. His mother, Elizabeth, a piano teacher, was determined that her sons grow up to be civilized cowpokes, and so she prodded each of the boys through weekly piano lessons, hoping the beauty of another life would somehow rub off. And Dave got good enough to play in a little Western band as a teenager. When his chores at the ranch were done, he and the other fellas would head out for one of the tiny towns in the foothills, Angel's Camp or Fiddletown or Grizzly Flats, and they would play for some social doings or other. And yet there was nothing in the world that Dave loved more than to return to the ranch when the doings were done, to a night sky of diamonds on black velvet, a chorus of crickets, sweet-scented breeze wafted in off the plain, and to the eager anticipation of another day in the life, in the sun, in the saddle, on the range. But this is the rest of the story. It was David's mother who finally convinced the boy that even a rancher needs all of the book learning he can get. A degree as a veterinarian, perhaps, so that he could tend to sick animals all by himself. And so at age 18, Dave left his father's 45,000-acre spread to attend the College of the Pacific in Stockton. And Dave did his best, and yet day after day he sat in his freshman zoology class, unable to concentrate, mesmerized by the distant melodies and rhythms that crept in through the open classroom window, the sounds from 100 yards across the campus lawn, the sounds from the Stockton Conservatory of Music. So distracting, so seductive were the strains that often Dave was observed sitting in his chair, gazing wide-eyed into a notebook of completely blank pages. Until at last one day Professor Arnold took Dave aside. He said, "Son, your heart is not here. Go on over to the conservatory. That's where you belong." And Dave took the professor's advice. He changed his college major to music, and he never changed it back. In the land of jazz music, there lives a legend, a brilliant innovator who redefined the form. But now, when you hear his music, a paradoxical portrait will spring to your mind, the portrait of a lean, tall cowboy on a horse in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada, listening with his ears and with his soul to the rhythm of the range, even though the man and his music, to generations of listeners worldwide, have seemed ultimately citified, sophisticated, urbane. For Dave, the cowboy, who once happily envisioned a lifetime as a cowboy, the world has come to respect as Dave Brubeck. Only now you know the rest of the story.